You're listening to the Chances Report here on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Dave Edwards, and welcoming to the program for the very first time, the interim chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Mark Mone. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
So you're fairly still the new guy on the job, and so we thought that this would be a good opportunity to introduce you to the listeners, the Milwaukee community, who may not be familiar with your background. And I know that you've been nice enough to sort of make this one of your first stops as interim chancellor. But what I found most interesting about your background is that in the past, most of the chancellors that I've had the pleasure of interviewing on this program have, pretty much straight out of college. They went and got their doctorate degree, and they got into academia, and they began to progress through the field. You come to this slightly different, and in fact, you come from an industry very different from education originally.
Yes, I did. I probably wasn't as linear in my path in terms of getting to academe, but I did spend almost a decade in different hotels and restaurants. I was a food and beverage director. I'd been a chef. And so I spent some time opening new hotels and restaurants in different locations on the West Coast. And I think it just is a great experience to have had at a younger age.
Mm-hmm. So where's home originally?
I grew up in Washington State, central Washington, a small town called Ellensburg.
Okay. And you went and to Central Washington University for your BS, your MBA from Idaho State, and then you got your PhD at Washington State University. What was your primary area of study?
While I was at Washington State working on my doctorate, I was looking in areas of organizational behavior, organization theory, and a little strategic management built in. And I studied in terms of my research interests were around goal setting and high-performance organizations, as well as started to learn a lot about declining organizations and how you turn those around. So those are the two primary areas.
Was that an outgrowth of your experience in the hotel industry?
Well, you know, as a manager for many years, I had dealt with both of those issues. So you're exactly right, where I'd always strive to be associated with organizations that were on the move and figuring out how can we move ahead? What are some of the qualities of leadership and motivation and creating a culture that's positive and spiraling upward? Unfortunately, depending on your geographic location, oftentimes in any particular type of industry, you do have ups and downs. And so I've always been fascinated with what differentiates. How do you take organizations that are not thriving and really move them forward as you can?
Mm-hmm. Well, someday we should actually spend some time on this program just talking about that field, because that is very interesting. Now, when you first started out and you got your MBA and you went on and got your PhD, was it your intent at that moment to stay in the academic world, or did you see yourself going back to private industry?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked that. I in the beginning, didn't have any intent on going to college originally for something that would lead to more college. I actually started my undergraduate because one of the companies that I was working for as a chef said, if you want to move up in the organization, you need to get a degree. And so along the way, I started loving learning. And then as I went forward for my master's degree, thinking that I was going to learn an awful lot more about leading organizations, I really started to understand more about research and the value of having a set of tools. And that then more naturally led to the doctorate, where I really was able to expand a toolbox of how do you answer some of the questions that we as researchers are most interested in terms of whether it's individual, group, or larger organizational inquiry. Mm-hmm. So I really had a great opportunity to understand, you know, from a social psychology, from a sociological, anthropological, you know, bringing a lot of different fields together to really understand better how organizations and individuals within them work more effectively.
Mm-hmm. So you then plunged into the world of academics. You never looked back, or did you?
No, the only look back that I had along the way was sometimes in the summer I would go back and work in some of those properties and areas just for a consulting role and to see how things were going along. But the closest that I would have today is that I do an awful lot of the cooking and a lot of the taking care of the kitchen operations on the home front. But no, I truly haven't looked back.
So what brought you to Milwaukee?
Well, I had a wonderful opportunity to join the faculty in 1989 at UW-Milwaukee. And this was in the Lubar School of Business, and my wife had an opportunity to do her postdoc at the Medical College of Wisconsin. So that really was the driver here for us to come to the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. And so when you joined UWM, the faculty at the Lubar School, what were the courses that you were assigned to? What were you teaching?
I was originally teaching human resource management and organizational behavior classes. Those were the beginning. And it was almost an accident that I got into human resource management because I was asked on my interview, while I hadn't been trained in human resource management classes and areas of research, could I teach in that? of course, on the interview, what do you say? And in that setting, I could do most anything. So I said I could. And the funny part that's even a little further forward is that I then helped spearhead the effort to turn what was called industrial relations into human resource management major at the undergraduate level, and then helped working with some of our great faculty in the College of Letters and Science to create a master's degree in Masters of Human Resource Management and Labor Relations. So it's just been a really interesting career that came off of one interview question that I didn't anticipate where it would go.
Aren't you glad it was that question and not something else?
Exactly. Yeah. I think it was a great growth opportunity.
So some faculty members, are very happy in the classroom and doing research. And certainly, you have a long career of doing both. But you also started taking on some administrative roles and getting involved in a lot of other different campus issues. What was your driving interest in that?
Well, thanks. That's a great question. In the beginning, I had been involved with activities within the Lubar School in terms of different types of initiatives and activities that we had underway, like I had talked about with respect to some of those degree programs. And then that spawned into more campus-wide governance types of activities from the graduate faculty perspective, being the GFC, what we call the GFC or the graduate faculty chair, to some other campus-wide executive committee, division of professions type of work. But about 10 years into my work at UW-Milwaukee in the business school, we had a dean who came in and said, we really need to have a stronger external presence. And this dean really recognized that business schools that are on the move, that are moving up, are as engaged externally as they are internally across the campus in terms of bringing their research capabilities, bringing their faculty teaching, their subject matter expertise into the community in a much more powerful and explicit way. And I was asked to head that effort. And because of, I think, in part, my industry background, it really helped make that bridge much more naturally occur. And that was 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. So in that context, then it's just been a track record of having gone to a number of different types of organizations and helped develop partnerships in what I think today are fairly productive and mutually beneficial arrangements.
Mm-hmm. Most recently, I know you've been very involved in the development and working with a lot of people on the development of a new strategic plan for the university and the campus climate. So that directly fits into your interest academically. But what did you learn from that process?
Well, that's a great question because the learning is still continuing every day. I think a couple of key takeaways for me so far is just how many great people there are. I knew this to begin with, but just how many committed, caring people there are internal and external to the campus that have really committed and contributed a tremendous amount of time and effort. And one of the things that people tell me all the time is, this is great for the direction that it's bringing, the comprehensive nature, how inclusive we've been, but it's really enabled the campus to have an awful lot of conversations, and we've learned a lot more about each other and really, I think, come to appreciate what we have as a campus. The other piece of that that's directly related is simply how much when people care, how diverse the views are and some of the conversations that you can get into, I would describe them as very healthy. They're very differing in terms of what our different directions are. But I think that as we look at our dual mission of having a strong research emphasis and focus and the access mission in the urban environment that we exist in, that's part of really the charter we have within the UW, University of Wisconsin mission statement. It is something where I think we have a collective sense of responsibility. And, you know, one of the things that we say in our strategic plan is that great cities deserve great public universities. And, in fact, it's hard to find a great city today that doesn't have a thriving urban metropolitan research school. So I think that's something that people see and feel, and having the opportunity to work with them, you really understand where that direction, where that passion comes from. So those are some of the learnings that I've mm-hmm. taken away from the STRAT plan.
Well, and
so
I'm sure as that process wraps up, I'm sure you and I will have plenty of opportunity on future shows to kind of dig into some of those issues. But so you're doing all this really important work, and you're obviously very busy with all of that, plus your other academic responsibilities. So what happened? How did it come about that someone called you and said, so we have this other assignment. We're thinking of interim chancellor would look good behind your name. How did that process happen?
Well, that's an interesting question. My sense is I don't know all the different discussions that were held, of course, but I do know that along the way there had been some people who had been talking about how during the course of helping lead our campus climate work that I'd started working with a lot of the different schools and colleges, but also in the course of our strategic planning, we had our academic planning that occurred that involved getting to understand the school's programs, the academic programs, understand budget, leadership, really get to know the different areas of the campus. So those were activities over the last 3 years that gave me an opportunity to get to know different individuals, and also I think for the campus to get to know me and many external partners as well. In addition, I've been doing work with a number of external partners, including many of the UW System schools and our UW System senior administration. So I think there was a comfort level. I think folks had gotten to know me and I'd gotten to know them. And it just seemed like, I think for many, a fairly natural extension given my background in organizations, some of the types of things that I'd been doing. That's my sense, and certainly I hope is what folks saw in terms of the capabilities and the potential.
Mm-hmm. But take us through that moment when that phone call came and someone – and presumably the system president or designee called you and offered you the opportunity. What was your thinking?
Well, you're right. When President Cross called, I had some inkling because I think there were a small number of people who there had been a lot of discussion with, and I don't know how many other people got that call and how it would work. But the day that I received the call from President Cross was a great conversation, and he was actually wanting to explore this in a manner that was non-confirmatory. There was not going to be at the end of this conversation any decision made. He wanted to explore with me what would be involved, to what extent did I understand the challenges, how would I approach certain things. And so he went through – I describe it afterward. I didn't realize it at the time, but it occurred to me I just had about a 45 or 50-minute interview because he was really exploratory. He was just wanting to just discuss some things. And that's President Cross's nature if you've met him, and he's just very easygoing and relaxed. And then you realize, you know, we're really exploring in depth some pretty important issues here. So it actually was something where we had this conversation, and it was a couple of weeks later. And I didn't know during that course of things exactly what would happen that he called and did a little further checking on a few different things. And it still wasn't I would describe crisply defined. But I think that it must have been – I think if the announcement occurred on April 22nd, we probably had the final call around April 18th or 19th. It was that close to when the announcement was made. So things were, you know, it was a course of conversations.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always a fascinating process. And, you know, I've served in different capacities over my career where you're an interim something. And there can be different kinds of interims. I mean, there can be the interims where someone tells you, okay, you're in charge. You take this in the direction that you want to take it. And there have been other interim positions that I've held where you're pretty much keeping the seat warm. How do you view this position?
Well, that's a very important issue that you're raising. I would not have been interested in this position if the president of the UW system had said, we really need a placeholder right now. My own view and what President Cross expressed was that we need to keep the momentum going. And I couldn't be in more agreement with that. We are going – a phrase I will say sometimes, we are going right at it. We are keeping the pedal down and leaving no stone unturned as we seek to pursue very boldly the new directions that we have had outlined by some of our previous administration and, frankly, turning the heat up on a number of areas that we have to move boldly and aggressively if we're going to help UW-Milwaukee achieve its potential. And that is a great, mighty potential, and I just look forward to the challenge of doing that.
The phrase that you have been associated with in sort of thinking about the future is moving forward together. In your mind, what does that mean?
There's at least three key elements that I consider when we talk about moving forward together. And I think that phrase alone captures exactly the type of momentum that we need to have internal and external to our campus. The first thing is we need to finish off, to complete, and then implement our strategic plan. Within the strategic plan, there's a number of different areas that we can talk about further, but really moving the campus forward in terms of achieving its top-tier research university profile, to engage with the community, to become student-centric, to enhance those experiences, and to build a culture that enables all those types of things. So that's one element. A second is to stabilize student enrollments and continue to enhance the quality of the educational experience across the campus. That's why we exist. It's critical. And the third component is to really engage the communities by taking the research, education, and service activities to recognize that when we have 1,100 students in 32 different school districts in 92 different schools, that's a powerful combination of what we excel in terms of bringing research to life, benefiting children in Milwaukee in the K-12 education system. Likewise, in our community nursing, we have nursing students every day that are serving in 182 different practicum locations. They take the research, the ideas that they learn about on campus, apply those, they learn their practice out in the field. What could be better for the citizens of Milwaukee? So I think that those are the elements of moving forward together.
So if you permit me, and let me call these challenges, as you think about these challenges internally to the university system, can you give me some examples of what you want to accomplish internally as you move things forward?
Internally, when we talk about moving forward together, that has a very explicit meaning. We have many schools and colleges and central administration that have been collaborating, that have been working together. I think if we can strengthen within the schools and colleges and across the different divisions how unified we operate with respect to enrollment, with respect to research support, with respect to a number of different clear metrics and focused areas, we can have even further achievements that would work particularly well for the campus. When we look externally, I think that the possibilities are immense as well. I look at the types of things we're doing with the Global Water Center. I look at the types of things we're doing on Innovation Campus. I look at the types of things that are happening on our campus when we have 350 different performances that are put on by the School of the Arts and our Peck School of the Arts. These are powerful opportunities for us to bridge the gaps, to bridge the opportunities, and to bring different groups together in very powerful ways.
So I don't know if this is exactly internal or external. It's probably both. But shortly after you became the interim chancellor, the Board of Regents held their meeting on campus, and obviously everybody wanted to meet you and hear from you and whatever else. But when I think about the regions and I think about UW system, one of the challenges that you have to face, that the system has to face, is a limited number of resources. We've read where now there's another tuition freeze that is being imposed on the UW system. So at that meeting, I'm sure that came up. I'm sure you've been thinking about it in terms of what this means for UWM right now during this moving things forward stage. Where are we going in that?
Well, you know, the Board of Regents, there's a number of issues that could be talked about in terms of some of the questions that you raised. Let me come back to the beginning of your comments. The Board of Regents meeting is an opportunity when the different campuses across our UW system host the regents for us to essentially showcase, for us to answer questions they might have specific about our budget, specific about our capital budget, specific about our enrollments in a number of different areas that they are the oversight. They're the board, quite literally. So it's their oversight and their responsibility, and they are absolutely committed and know the details, the way their work is broken down. So I want to point out that, you know, we had five different meetings over the course of the day and a half long meetings that were focused specifically on UW-Milwaukee, and I think our team just did a remarkable, just bang-up job, just really, really knocked them out of the park. So I'm delighted about that. Moving on to the issue of the budget and where things are at, clearly we've had a couple of different issues that are occurring. You mentioned two. One of them is with regard to the continuation of the tuition freeze, and the second one is a budget cut that we all have imposed upon us at the UW system level that will take place really starting the next year of the biennial budget. And we understand the pressures, and we understand the need to keep tuition constant, and that's something that President Cross is absolutely committed to. But what it represents is for us, with our costs that go up naturally, even if you keep your organization the same size, costs go up every year. It's just a natural phenomenon, whether it's healthcare costs or if a faculty member leaves through retirement or a staff member leaves through retirement, oftentimes their replacement cost is much, much more expensive. So costs go up naturally. And so what this means is we have to be better at doing more with less. But there's another issue as well. And I view this as we're on playing both defense and offense. And from a defense perspective, we have to do our part to increase enrollments. We have to stabilize enrollments and really propel those forward. We also have to be smart. We have to look at where we have opportunities to consolidate, to look at areas where we can gain cost efficiencies. Those are important. But I view those as defense. Offense means we're going to move boldly, and we're going to look at a number of different sources of support. So when we talk about this in the context of the Board of the Regents meeting, I was very clear about how we have been doing great things on this campus. Our potential is even greater, but we have been unable to achieve some of the levels of resources that we really need to be able to live up to our potential. So we will go at the resource issue in a number of ways. We will seek funding from not just supported by the regents but from the legislature that would recognize that Milwaukee is the economic and cultural engine of this state, and this is a wonderful opportunity for us to really try to inject and supercharge some of the activities that we can engage in this community. So I'll be seeking that type of support from the regents, from the state legislature, and hopefully have opportunities to speak with the governor about these types of things, because this is clearly what we need. So that's just a brief overview of some of the messaging that I was sending to the regents about, boy, we're doing a great job. It's really lean. We could benefit, and frankly, the whole state and larger region could.
Mm-hmm. One of the initiatives that you worked on before your appointment as interim chancellor was really on campus climate issues. It was really an outgrowth of the strategic planning ongoing efforts, I'm sure. Let's talk about the campus climate, because you used the phrase doing more with less. And we've heard that phrase as it associated with UWM and the University of Wisconsin system now for a number of years. And I've talked to a lot of faculty members who say the campus climate is pretty lousy right now and that the university is not respected as it once was. How do you deal with that? Because that's almost being an evangelist as well as looking for the resources that just aren't there right now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I break clamp. You know, if we were to speak perhaps simplistically, I see climate as having two fundamental drivers. One is absolutely when we talk about resources, the ways that folks are treated and have been treated over time, and why that's so glaring and such an issue is really with respect to what's happened with our faculty and staff over the last 5 or 6 years in terms of just some of the challenges we've had at the state level. UW-Milwaukee is not unique. This is a common issue across the UW system. And so for my part as chancellor, as the interim chancellor, I will be continuing to increase the resource base for us to be able to talk seriously and do something with regard to faculty and staff salaries, with respect to moving a pay plan forward in some substantial way. I also would put another category of climate activities together, and that's how we treat each other every day. That's the quality of supervision. That's the quality of the relationships that we have. You know, as I think about climate, what determines that and how I like my workplace is oftentimes the relationship I have with my boss and the relationship that I have with my immediate colleagues. And if that's bad, it doesn't matter what the pay is. It doesn't matter. Those things are really the huge driver. So a lot of our activities have worked on quality of relationship types of activities and a number of other different activities that we speak to quite a bit in a pretty well-developed website today. In that regard, faculty and staff pay in terms of the rankings of those from survey results would usually indicate those are fairly low. It's just that they've been so chronically neglected in the University of Wisconsin system. They've become real sore points, and I do not have any surprises or any illusions, frankly, about the challenges that we face going forward with respect to faculty and staff morale.
Mm-hmm. So we're just about out of time for today. What surprised you the most in these first few weeks in this role?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think just probably the overwhelming amount of two things: overwhelming amount of support and great engagement of folks on and off the campus. Just how many people have come forward and are delighted to help. The open door. So that's just the enthusiastic endorsement. The second is just the pace, the schedule. It's one of these things where mornings, evenings, weekends, it's been nonstop. And I have to tell you, I love it. It's been just a whirlwind. And some would say, you know, you had a little brown hair at the beginning of this. It's no longer there. So if that's the effect of 1 month, I'm kind of worried about what 6 months will bring as interim chancellor.
Well, maybe you still get to cook at home once in a while. I'm also wondering if you've gotten any emails from any of the guys or women that you were cooking with in your early days as a chef who have now contacted you and say, you're doing what now?
Yeah. Well, I do have some friends from the days past, and they've been very congratulatory, very heartily welcoming the news, and it's just been positive all the way around. I've really enjoyed it.
Well, I look forward to spending more time with you on future programs and getting to know you and some of the ideas that you want to do, and I know our listeners feel the same way. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave. My pleasure.
Mark Mooney is the interim chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. You've been listening to the Chancellor's Report on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Dave Edwards. Thanks for joining us.